If there are any citizen comments, All right, seeing none, I have no reports. Do any committee members? Greg?
I think we should, we have a new youth and governance person, Emma. She should introduce herself. Jeremy can't make it, our other one.
All right.
Is excused. Just a reminder that they do get to vote. And we ask them to vote first, remember, sometimes we forget that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hi.
I'm Emma Heller-Kavner. I am going to be a senior at Wascosa Central High School. And this is my second year in YIG. I was in legislative committee my first year.
Who's your county board supervisor?
Jill Gilmore.
Pardon?
For my district?
Yeah.
Jill Gilmore.
Welcome.
Welcome aboard.
Any other reports from the committee? You have the minutes that were emailed.
Move to approve.
Is there any discussion or additions, corrections? Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Human resources, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, everybody. It's my pleasure today to introduce you to Scott Schutze. Scott's a 20-year county employee who has spent the last year working with Al Brockmeyer and is now prepared to take over as Director of Land Information for Al now that Al has retired. So the resolution before you is to appoint Scott Schutze as Director of Land Information. Scott is here. He's the only one decided to put a suit on a 90-degree day. You can tell he really wants the job. So, but he's here to answer any questions.
Yeah. All right. Hello, welcome, and have a seat if you like.
Thank you for having me.
First, is there anything that you would like to say to the board?
I would like to say to the committee, thank you for the consideration of the resolution before you this evening. I've been a almost 21-year employee of the county, the first 18 of which were in the Department of Planning and Development. The last three have been in land information, and the last one has been under the tutelage of Al Brockmeyer, who recently retired. I just want to let you know that I've dedicated myself to Pinellas County employment, and I hope to continue that far into the future. Thank you for your consideration.
Yep. Jeff?
What do you see as the strengths of the department and maybe some things that you might be able to work towards to make it even better? I know Al does a phenomenal job, but give us your assessment of the department.
Al did do a phenomenal job, and I hope to build upon the wonderful foundation that he provided for the department. I think our number one strength is our staff. Our staff is very hardworking and dedicated. I hope to foster their continued development in their current positions, and like I mentioned, to continue to build on the foundation that we already have beneath.
Any other questions, comments?
So is there anything upcoming that's a challenge or any, what's the state of the department? I mean, what do you see anything coming up that you're gonna expand on or anything like that, or?
Well, our two primary responsibilities are the property tax listing system and the automated mapping system. We maintain the data for each of those systems. Right now we're in the midst of converting our tax listing system to a GCS based environment. It has been a very challenging conversion, but we are now 85% of the way through that. That was implemented live last October, and for the first year that that's implemented, we are discovering new procedures and understanding software through that conversion process. As far as mapping goes, we have a number of good and positive developments in our mapping program right now. We have flown this past spring a LIDAR acquisition project, put an airplane up in the air, it shoots a laser sensor at the Earth's surface. It provides a very detailed picture of the Earth's surface for us to use in our mapping applications throughout the county. That was made possible because we teamed up with four counties from northeastern Illinois, as well as with Racine County. And the beauty of that partnership was we were able to get Illinois to pay for 40% of Kenosha County land area through that grant.
That's what I love to hear.
Yes, it's great. We're very excited about that. We are planning to put in next year's budget an orthoflight. An orthoflight is aerial photos of the Earth's surface. As you know, we are experiencing unprecedented economic growth here in Kenosha County due to our geography between Chicago and Milwaukee. Because of that, we have a great need to collect orthophotos more than once every 5 years, which is our current cycle. So we are going to be asking for that, and that will very likely come before you for consideration in next year's budget. And, you know, we want to make that cycle every 2 to 3 years because economic development is dependent upon that, those types of data sets.
Excellent. I agree. Our staff at the county is second to none in all departments, so that's why I wanted a little more. But that's very good. Thank you. Thank you for your information.
Any other discussion? Ed?
I move to approve.
Second.
Further discussion on the resolution? All right. Seeing none, all those, did you have something that, you know, you're free to discuss and also vote?
You want input, but
Russ can probably do it.
Really, Greg?
All right. Therefore, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, that passes. Thank you for coming and being appropriately dressed.
Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
Thanks, you too.
We'll circulate the resolution here. Next item is the Public Works and the resolution on a roof.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. We have before you a resolution to transfer some funds to fix two roofs at Kemper. It's been a bad spring, and the roofs, well, I'll back up just a little bit. A couple years ago, we had Industrial Roofing Services come in and do a survey of all the roofs in Kenosha County. And these two Kemper roofs were put on the plan for 18. But I think you have pictures. They need to be fixed. Their damage is pretty bad, and we're afraid that'll cause further damage, structural damage to the ceilings or the walls. So we've had some good luck getting bids below our budgeted amounts for a couple of the roofs out at the Kenosha County Center. We have some leftover funds. So we'd like to take $75,000 of the leftover funds, transfer it, and fix these two Kemper roofs.
And what buildings are these?
One's the Faulkner Building.
That's the small building in the back.
In the back, yes.
Yeah.
And the other is the, what's it called, the annex, which is next to the chapel. And the annex roof is that copper kind of interlocking panels. And the other roof on Faulkner is a flat roof. And between them, the price is close to $75,000 to do both roofs.
Yes.
Are you going to replace it with a flat roof?
I think they're going to plan on replacing it with the same kind of roof, I guess.
Is that...
it's a flat roof building.
Huh?
They're flat roofs, you can't...
Yeah.
Right, it'd be a lot more expensive to pitch it.
Well, you can always do something different. You can put something on there if you want. I did have somebody tell me, as long as we're on roofs, a couple out at Pets with all the activity out there, I hear it's really crowded now, and it's... doing really well. I don't know if it's the beer or not, but you know, a lot of activity. I just talked with somebody yesterday. It was packed all weekend, last weekend. So, but they said a couple of the roofs on some of the things were kind of falling apart. Have we looked at some of the roofs?
We looked at every roof from little storage sheds at Fox River Park. If you want me to find out, I can find out.
Yeah, if you could. Sure. I mean, I'm curious as to what they said they were kind of falling apart, and there's not even any shingles left on it, and on a couple of them.
The shelter roofs you're talking about?
Yeah, a couple of them, yeah. So I would think, you know, you would check that out, so I just was curious as to where.
I think I could do that.
Okay.
Right.
Is this out of our normal? Is this different?
or had this been planned? You're saying we're just moving it up a year?
Yeah.
So, okay. So, 18, we won't see this number then?
No.
Yes, I
can do an ortho flight.
I think with 10 buckets and 2 waste baskets, it's time to move it up. I thoroughly agree, and I appreciate the pictures. Pictures say 1,000 words. Thank you for that.
Orders will be part of the resolution going to the board, is that right, Jim?
Pardon me?
Orders will go with the resolution to the board. Okay, yes.
Yes, could you tell me, if you know, and you may not know, why Supervisor Gilmore opposed this?
Yes, I can tell you. She thought that the funds should come out of Kemper funds because the county gives them $50,000 a year for capital, and she thought the money should come out of there. So that's why she voted. Well, I think that's why she voted against it. She did. Those were the comments she made in the meeting.
Okay. Hey, Terry.
Yes.
Jim, when were these roofs? I mean, what's been our shelf life on these things? I mean, obviously nobody's touched them for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, is that so? I'm to understand. We're tearing them off, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not repairs. They're legitimate.
Yeah, there'll be no roofs.
20 plus years. You know what I mean? Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion on the resolution? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you.
All right, very good. Thank you. You'll be at the board, too?
I will bring that information next meeting.
Thank you.
Or send you guys an email, whatever you want.
Jim, you'll be at the board
for responding
to questions.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Moving on, then, the next item is the annual county budget advisory objective. And are you going to go through this?
Barna will go through
it. Okay. Uh-huh. Barna. Oh, there you are.
Barna here.
All right, very good.
Chairman Rose. Three numbers, or you have the advisory levy in a format similar to, I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, are familiar with. That could draw your attention to this page that has all the detail on it in the packet. Well, at this time of year, as the budget director, budget department engages what to be a fiscally conservative and sound projection for the upcoming county budget year levy. As part of that, we estimate the most material components of the county's budget, things that would affect and increase the levy in the future, the next year. So going down the list, I have these grouped in highest to lowest.
Well, I mean, before we read all of this, I'm going to make a motion to defer this for a month, as I do every year, into July, because our numbers are a little better. So, I mean, if we're going to hear all these numbers now, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But I'm going to defer it, because every year I ask if we can get even a little bit better number waiting a month, and I get the answer yes. And so every year I do this. So. I mean, if you want to keep reading the numbers, that's fine. That's up to the chair, but I'm going to make a motion to defer it.
By defer it, you mean table it to the next meeting?
Yeah, just move it to the next meeting.
I'll second it.
Yes.
Also, I agree with that. I am very, very concerned about how we estimate the sales tax revenue. Okay. I've looked at this a couple times, and I may be missing something, but the last 2 years we missed that projection by over $1 million. So, Barn, I'd like you next month to bring to me, and I've asked this now for 2 months, how we calculate that, what it looks like, and I want 5 years of what actual to projected at this point in time.
Okay, sure.
Because I may be wrong, but in my looking at things, it looks like we're off by a lot. Meaning we underestimated the revenue coverage. Okay, so just, I appreciate that. So I second what Jeff does to give him some time to do that.
That is one of the components of this report, that 1 month, we should have a month worth of sales.
Will you have better figures next month or not?
I will have another month of sales tax revenue,
okay.
And I will have another month of health insurance claims experience. The majority of these will probably remain the same. The debt service levy, I'm working with Ellers on that, so that number may be adjusted then, but other than those three.
Does the committee want him to run through these numbers this evening?
I don't see the point of it.
Pardon?
I don't see the point of it.
We can do it next month.
Okay. Is there any other discussion, comments?
It's not going to hurt anything to move it back a month, obviously, so.
So we'll put it on the agenda for July, after we vote. Any other discussion? All right, so it's moved to table to next month. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we'll see you next month. Thank you.
Just a clarification, Mr. Chairman, by you saying table it, does somebody then have to bring it off the table, or are we just deferring it for action?
Table for a certain time.
Yeah.
So nobody needs to bring it off?
No.
Okay, cool. All right.
Then we'll move on to audits of the bills, which we're going to circulate here. Reports of the administration. Is there something from finance, Pat? Sorry, Barnett.
Barnett has it.
I just wanted to bring the committee's attention that two of the calendars that I put into the packet, one of them includes the detailed county board finance and admin committee budget hearing dates, starting, the first one will be Monday, October 23rd, through Thursday, October 26th, when budget resolution will be considered. And I have listed the departments in detail on, as far as the times.
Does the, usually we vote on this, does the committee, you want to discuss, is there anything to discuss? Yes.
There's no overlap with any other committees, correct? If somebody wanted to be here listening during our proceedings instead of being at their committee at the same time.
My understanding is that oversight committees have theirs prior.
Mm-hmm.
So there should be no overlap.
You like the format?
Yeah, everything seems fine. I thought one year we had a little bit of a glitch with services and finance or something like that. And we addressed it, and that's great.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you for that.
Any other discussion on the dates? You want to authorize a resolution to approve of these dates or leave it flexible?
Rather leave it flexible. I mean, I don't think that way we can address anything as it goes along.
But by presenting it to you, I wanted to present it to you first before I put it out and start sending it out to departments and just letting them know.
So if anybody has any conflicts, they can bring it up now, but I don't.
Well, I think, does the committee have any conflicts?
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
There are instances sometimes where.
All right. Why don't we put this on the agenda next month for a vote then? On the October
23rd.
I don't know if we've done a resolution before,
not a resolution, but I think we approved of the dates.
If you're going to put it on the agenda for next month, I'll just make a motion to approve it right now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We don't need to have them do that.
I'll second that.
All right. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Those will be the dates. And is there anything else from finance or administration?
There's just the other committee meeting schedule that lists the tentative dates for 2018. That's for informational purposes.
Very good. Thank you. And what about Bob? Nothing
else? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Is there Pat?
I just want to remind the committee that at the July committee meeting, we will discuss setting the sale date for the bonds.
What's that?
We'll discuss setting the sale date for the bonds.
Do any members of the committee have anything to request of the administration committee, Bob Riedel or finance committee, to Pat? Are there any other reports here, general fund, human resources, etc.? Okay.
We'll do adjourn.
And nothing else from any committee members relative to anything on the agenda? No? All right, there's a motion to adjourn. There was a second.
Second, but.
And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Yes.
I'll see.
Yeah.